This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've been talking about how Neiman Marcus says its landlord is forcing it to close the flagship store in downtown Dallas after 110 years. Now, some city leaders are trying to get together and stop that.
Neiman Marcus opened at Main and Irving in 1914. They merged with Saks last year, and Saks now says the owner of the land is forcing the store to close by the end of March. Downtown Dallas Inc.'s Jennifer Scripps says they'll work with the city to try to keep the store open.
Dallas is nothing if not a can-do city, and we don't let people tear us apart.
City Manager Kim Tolbert says Neiman Marcus helped Dallas build an international reputation.
Almost 4 million visitors are expected to be in downtown in 2026 as we host 9 of the FIFA World Cup games.
So they want Saks and landowners to meet to try to figure out a new lease. Saks says it'll spend $100 million upgrading its location at North Park Center, saying that'll let the company offer a new level of luxury fashion and service. In downtown Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police say someone was attacked early Monday morning, and now they're trying to figure out who that suspect is.
They're calling it a sexual assault case. It happened just after 6 a.m. on Monday on Thomas Avenue near 75 and Woodall Rogers. Security cameras captured images of the suspect. He's described as a white or Hispanic male in his late 20s, between 5'8" and 5'11", with dark hair and a slender build. Dallas police are asking anyone with information about the case or who recognizes the suspect to contact their sex assault unit. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we have those pictures of the suspect on our website, KRLD.com.
Well, a family has closure after they solved a 25-year-old cold case in Weatherford.
In 1998, the body of a woman was found in Weatherford, and it was quickly determined she had taken her own life. But what was never discovered was her name. For years, the case went unsolved until 2023. The department was hoping that modern technology might be able to tell them who the woman was. Lieutenant Johnny Qualls discovered the victim had teeth that were available, so they sent them to a private lab in the Woodlands to be tested. Lo and behold, with new DNA techniques, technology pointed them to one family, and Qualls was finally able to make a call.
I contacted David around Christmas time of 2023, and he was able to tell me that his mother had gone missing approximately 25 years ago and in another state.
He says based on a description, they were able to positively ID the woman named Nellie. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Recent fraud accusations against the Texas Lottery Commission are now hurting the state's chances of legalizing casino gambling and sports wagering.
Texas is not open for gambling.
State Senator Bob Hall calling for Governor Abbott to terminate the Lottery Commission and expand the investigation into a criminal one dating back to 2015, and not just into two questionable Lotto Texas jackpot winning tickets. He also has a message for those trying to expand gaming.
The state has already demonstrated its inability to properly properly regulate the lottery. Introducing casinos and sport betting would be foolhardy.
State Senator Carol Alvarado filed legislation to legalize casinos and sports wagering. She says she's in this for the long haul.
I know that it's an uphill political climb, but you have to know that it's a marathon and not a sprint.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the question is, have you done your taxes yet? There's still time, of course, but that deadline is going to sneak up on you every tax season. There are plenty of people, though, and you need to be on the lookout for this. They present themselves as legitimate tax preparers, but they're not. They're just scammers. Let's bring in Monica Horton now with the Better Business Bureau of North Central Texas. Going to talk a little bit about this with us on KRLD. So what are some of the things that you need to be on the lookout for if you pay someone else to do your taxes?
Yes. BBB sent out a warning, and we call these folks ghost tax preparers. And these folks are not only going to waste your money, but their schemes can cause some serious problems in the long run. So basically what a ghost tax preparer is, it's someone who isn't certified, but they still prepare tax returns. They usually set up seasonal shops, and they do it very quickly with the promise of fast tax returns and big refunds. So the way they get around the certification requirement is by not signing the returns that they put together, but instead they have the taxpayer sign the returns, which makes it appear to be as a self-filed tax return with the IRS.
All right, so let's say you run into one of these people, you give them your money and information, and then you realize you've been duped. What's your recourse?
A lot of times you are not going to be able to track down these ghost tax preparers. That's why we call them ghost tax preparers. But when you sign that tax return, you're the one that's liable for it, and you're liable for any of the errors or omissions that the preparer may have made on your tax return. So we really want to make sure, you know, tax filers are aware of those outfits that are offering fast refunds, or if they claim that they can get you a larger refund.
Well, what are they after more, your money or your information?
They're after both in some situations. So we just want consumers to know that if you pay someone to prepare your tax return, they are supposed to have a preparer tax identification number, and that is what they put on your return when they file it for you. So one of the red flags is, you know, if someone that you have paid to prepare your return and they end up wanting you to sign it instead of them putting their preparer tax identification number on it. Sometimes these folks will want your refund to be deposited into an account that they own, and they will funnel your refund back to you. So only allow those funds to be deposited into your personal accounts if you are, in fact, receiving a refund.
So I guess the bottom line is, if they slide your return across to you and say, here, you sign it, that's a problem.
Yes, that should be a big red flag. And, you know, people need to do their research. Check out the credentials of that preparer prior to paying them to put that together for you, so you're not faced with that situation where they slide it up across the table and want you to sign it instead of them signing.
Good advice, Monica. Thank you. Appreciate it so much. Monica Horton with the Better Business Bureau. Late Sunday, Greg Tepper, he's the managing editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football. It's basically the Bible of Texas football. He published a piece called "School Vouchers Could Do Real Harm to Texas High School Football."
Boy, that's one thing you want to see that school voucher thing derailed as you start messing with high school football.
That got the attention of the governor.
Yeah.
As you would expect. He chimed in tweeting, "School choice will not," in all caps, N-O-T, "take away funding from Texas high school football, period." Well,
Let's bring in Greg Tepper to talk about it right now. Dave Campbell's Texas Football.
You know, I always knew that the governor would subtweet me one day.
That's right.
I figured it would be when he didn't stay my execution. So this was a real treat for me.
He's following you, man.
I guess you got under his skin a little bit. Did it surprise you that he responded to your story?
You know, certainly. The fact that this resonated so much, I think, is very interesting. And the fact that this really took off, I think, on social media is interesting as well. But I think it speaks to just the power of Texas high school football and what a cultural touchstone it is within the state of Texas. And that's kind of, I think, one of the reasons I wanted to write the piece, because in talking with a lot of Texas high school football coaches, they're concerned about this. I'm echoing a lot of the concerns that I hear from Texas high school football coaches and the Texas High School Coaches Association, who are concerned about the voucher bill and what it could do to Texas high school football. Obviously, that's not the Texas high school football should not be the reason why the voucher program passes or doesn't pass. That should be academics first and foremost. But this is a factor, and it's something that I think should be considered whenever these things come to the floor and these things are discussed. And if I needed to start that conversation, then I'm happy to do it.
All right, let's get down to the nitty gritty. How do you think the voucher plan would affect high school football in Texas?
Yeah, certainly. I think there's two reasons that I kind of lay out on my piece in TexasFootball.com. The first is just the financial part, right? Like certainly the debate right now is what will this do for the finances of public schools within the state of Texas? And if public schools were to receive less funding, then that would trickle down to extracurricular activities, Texas high school football among them, but obviously band, choir, theater, things like that as well. So there'll be fewer, there'll be theoretically less money for coaches, for equipment, for things like that. The nuts and bolts that make Texas high school football really happen. But I think maybe the more powerful kind of conversation, and what I'm hearing more from coaches, is kind of the cultural aspect of it. You know, when people ask me what makes Texas high school football the envy of the world, the envy of the nation, it's not that they have great players and great coaches and great facilities. They do. But rather, it's the community aspect. It's the fact that on a Friday night, the whole town is coming out to support their guys, their kids from their town and their school. And with the voucher system, what I'm hearing from coaches and talking with folks is that that could splinter these communities, and it could make it so that that kind of community aspect becomes less robust as it is right now, and that could harm Texas high school football, I think, from a cultural impact perspective. You know, when you think about Friday Night Lights, right? When you think about Friday Night Lights, you think about the big crowd there at Ratliff Stadium. You know, yes, you think about Boobie Miles, but you think about the crowd. You think about the scene there. And I think that there's the concern that they could have that impact on just the cultural touchstone that Texas high school football has become.
And when you say splintered, you're talking about the fact that the kids could possibly, in mm-hmm. all of them going to that one school, now they're going to be scattered to different schools.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is that you know, the voucher program, I think, you know, kind of inherently will incentivize students to look elsewhere aside from the school within their in their town. And if they do kind of scatter to the five winds, then suddenly you've got teams, players from your town that are playing for all sorts of different towns. And then maybe it's not the community team anymore. Maybe we're not all rooting for the same team in this town. And so I think that's one of the things that I'm hearing from Texas high school football coaches is, you know, that community aspect with these players and with these families kind of going to different schools could be impacted in that way.
It'll be interesting to see it, because it appears as though it's got a much better chance of passing this time than it did two mm-hmm. years ago. Greg, thank you. Appreciate it. It's great information. Greg Tepper, he is the executive editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football.
You know, the funniest thing he said was, of course, this shouldn't be the reason that people vote against it or for it. I'm like, nah, it's high school football. It's definitely the reason they're going to vote against it if they do.
Should, yeah, he said it should be about academics.
It should be about academics.
If you've forgotten where you live.
Yeah, okay. Football okay. in Texas is a pretty big deal. And he's right. I would, that community aspect of it in these small towns where you're right. just going around. Now, again, maybe the school choice wouldn't affect the small towns as much, but
Well, again, the governor is saying, and I will repeat the tweet for you, school choice will not take funding away from Texas high school football, period.
I know the funding is sure, but if kids are going to different schools, yeah, you're going to have less quality players on those teams, and you're going to be scattered all over the place.
Friday Night Light, that could be a lot different.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.